Everybody, we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk split still.
What?
Yeah, they've been together about 4 years. They have a child together. And, you know, there was talk that there were problems when he and Lady Gaga worked on A Star Is Born. There weren't, but they've been having problems for a while.
You know what? Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
After A Star Is Born.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Irina, she is beautiful.
Yeah. God,
she's beautiful.
Hope she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I hope
sure
they're both going to be.
Is.
Yeah, I know. They could, you know
I'm
what?
I'm sure the rebound is only like 2 hours.
If I were either one of the two, I would just stand in front of the mirror and look at myself the whole time. They're both beautiful.
Yeah.
They are. Like, I am. Look at me. Look at me.
Am I
Man.
That good looking?
I know. I don't need to go anywhere.
Do
you
think the Gaga thing's going to happen?
Yeah, what?
You think the Gaga thing's going to happen?
No, I don't think so. No.
Good.
Yeah, I don't
it
think
it shouldn't.
No.
Morty,
it shouldn't.
It's already
no.
happened.
No.
That's
yeah,
what broke up this
no.
marriage.
It sounds like actually they were like brother and sister. Everybody did that whole thing. It sounds like they were more like brother and sister. So it's kind of icky.
Yeah.
It's kind of icky
it
to me.
It is 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, true. Brothers and sisters hooking up all over the place now. How you doing, Alabama? Hey, Ken Jennings. He says a Jeopardy showdown with James Holzhauer is probably inevitable. So it sounds like he's down with it.
Oh, hold on.
Do you have it?
No,
you have it?
No,
it's okay. It's okay. And just so you know, by the way, the contestant who beat James that night, she was at three straight victories, and then she dumped. She dumped
right
out. I know.
Here's Ken Jennings.
Good.
It's got to be inevitable. But Jeopardy only does those special tournaments every so often. And obviously, I can't get 29-year-old Ken to show up with his sleek 29-year-old brain, you know. It's got to be me with my broke-down brain.
But it should only be the two of them.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
And that's
agree.
It.
Yeah,
cage match, loser leave town,
right,
winner take all.
Right. Oh, man. I'll tell you, geeks and nerds all over the world are gearing up for this. It's going to be so cool.
Gonna
oh,
be
my
epic.
God. What's a potent potable? I don't know what that is. There's talk that former Patriot Rob Gronkowski, now he retired, he may come out of retirement and play football this season. He just retired like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, and this is sad. New Orleans music legend and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dr. John, he died yesterday, 77 years old. You know these. Yeah. God, I love this song. If you were a Blossom fan, he also sang the theme song to the TV show Blossom. We were talking about that yesterday. 6 Grammys. So, yeah, 77 years old. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.